Executive Director of the Library System, Susan Mitchell, says maybe the big red library sign on Salina Street is what's pulling people in.
We're seeing about twice as many people coming into the library right now. And what's most encouraging to all of us is we're seeing a lot of new faces. What's really gratifying to me is we're getting kind of the middle age group coming in, that like 20 to 30-year-old group that we hadn't seen a lot of. But I think our maker space and a lot of our just more modern spaces on that first floor are really attracting a whole new crowd of people. This is actually a cool place to hang out now.
Mitchell says that first floor presence makes the library more accessible to everyone.
And the first day that we opened that ground floor level, the very first person who came through the door was in a wheelchair and said to me later that he hadn't used the second floor before because it was just so difficult to get there.
The second floor now includes a large section devoted solely to children's books and hands-on activities.
It was great to see that first little girl run through the threshold of our children's space and squeal with delight and just look around and think, where do I go? And she sat right down at the train table and was just so excited to be in this space.
But what's a library without books? 8-year-old Tanaya Rice loves the variety. She reads to her mother Shalika and 5-year-old brother Toy Reed.
A peck, 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 an egg, a tangerine, a butter dish, a nectarine, a green bean, a sardine, and 17 jelly beans.
So that's the thing that he
that's a
really
lot of jelly beans he pecked.
Great reading there. Good job.
Thank you.
So what grade are you in?
I'm going to third grade.
Third grade. Okay.
I love to read.
I can tell. You're a good reader.
At school, I always read.
Technically, we come to the library to read, so this is just like so they don't overcloud their mind while reading. You know, they get up, take a brief break, go play for a little while, come back, read a couple more books.
Shalika Rice says they just happened to stop by the other day and plan on coming back, though they do spend most of their time at the branch near their east side home. Library's director, Susan Mitchell, says they're trying to connect young readers with books in creative ways.
You know, like we have on the table over here a science experiment that a kid might come in and have some success with a science experiment, even if they don't think they're science-minded, and then they might take out some of our books that are on science and technology and engage in more programs in our makerspace and in our children's spaces.
You can dissect a heart.
I want to dissect a butterfly.
So, yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to get to.
Staffer Amanda Travis and a young patron are looking at a 3D computer screen in the new makerspace on the first floor. That's also where children can build small robots and print in 3D, all in an effort to meet different expectations from new generations. Scott Willis, WAER News.
How to read blueprints. There's a mechanical arm that you can take apart.